Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Picciolo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Don Sutton. And now, play ball. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lacy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lynn moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dower moves to third. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dower scores. Dempsey moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Heath fields it and throws to third for the out. Lacy moves to second. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Lacy moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lacy tags and scores. Dwyer tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross strikes out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Donnie Hill pinch runs for Carney Lansford. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive towards the mound. McGregor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Donnie Hill now playing second base. Rob Picciolo now playing third base. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Picciolo juggles the ball. That's an error on Picciolo. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards second. Dower fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Ripken covering. It's a double play. Kingman moves to third. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Kaiser now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Keith Atherton now pitching. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lacy strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Ripken hits a pop-up towards first. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.